Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Here we go, mamacita. Welcome to the podcast, people. All right, you can reach out to us again at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We love the messages. Also, 402-915-0962. If you're not watching on video, which you will be, because we're adding the video to Spotify as well, so you can catch it all in one spot. So yes, you can see Molly. She kind of looks like a little boo-boo without the, looks like the fur's not there. Is that a hood on your robe?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. It's a full.
You look like a little boo-boo.
Look at this.
I got something similar too, so I can't complain like a or little, make fun.
Look at, and it's like, and there's like a muff.
Oh, look at that.
I look like a little ice skater.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm adorable. Look at me. It's you called I'm cold.
Yeah, cold. I know. This is a yearly thing for Molly. Yes.
If you guys, season.
Yeah, if you guys listen, then you know that it's either too hot, too dark, too light, too cold.
It's never too light.
You'll never hear me
complain about that.
Yeah,
the sunlight is my friend. But cold and dark, not so much. My daughter the other day was so funny. She's like, you know what? When people say they are fans of winter, she goes, they're liars. You know what they're fans of? Christmas. They're not fans of winter. They're fans of Christmas.
Oh my
Talk
gosh,
to them she's... in January. They're not fans of winter anymore. I was like, wow.
She's spot take. On. 100%. Hey, all right. So we got 12 pods of Christmas. You know, it's great. Got a lot of entries. People are entering into this thing like we had expressed before. This underneath the tree is like a $2,000 plus value. That's where we got all the gifts for. And we're unwrapping each one of them. And I'll go down the list of what we've unwrapped so far. And if you know anybody else out there, don't share the password or the keyword, but you can do it however you want to do it.
But tell them to listen for it.
Yes, have them listen for it. Okay, so far we got Omaha Steaks. They have a prime rib feast for four. Mm-hmm. And then the second one we unwrapped was something from Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, gift cards and merch there. And then the Funny Bone, we got a couple passes there, a couple tickets so you can get to get some comedy in your life. And then we went to Good Life Castle, or Good Candle. Life Candle and Craft. And they came to the table with a nice little package, which includes this. It's a candle pouring experience for two. It includes one drink per person, alcoholic if you want to. If not, yeah, we totally get it. And then a couple holiday candles.
We don't totally get it, but I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, you can do it with your daughter or something. She can have a nice non-alcoholic beverage. But
I'm
then
like,
some
order
lip balm.
An alcoholic one.
Some lip balm as well. All right, and so now here's the next one we're unwrapping. It's Karma Coffee. Mm-hmm. Karma Coffee is fantastic. And by the way, they do have their, she was listening to the podcast about Starbucks and their when we got eggnog. Even a few emails, their eggnog deal. But anyway, we got some merch right here, which is very nice. Pink in color. We got a couple gift cards at you. And then we got a cup, a nice cup. Look at that cup.
Ooh,
Karma Coffee,
I love
baby.
Those enamel cups.
Oh my God. Aren't they the greatest? Mm-hmm. They're the greatest. And then she threw in some Karma Coffee as well. So there you go. You are taken care of. So the keyword, Molly, what's the keyword that they need?
Super easy. It's coffee. COFFEE coffee, because that's what they're known for at Karma Coffee. So that's your keyword. Go ahead and head on over to bigpartyshow.com. Go ahead and put in the keyword, and that automatically puts you into the mix. So you have a chance to win all of these prizes as we keep unwrapping the 12 pods of Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to add Karma Coffee real quick, because this is hard to find for anybody with gluten allergies and dairy. They have gluten-free pastries and stuff there that they make themselves. They look absolutely delicious, Molly. When you're in town, we got to go there and eat. I know you're not a gluten. Are you a gluten-free person or no?
No, I mean, I will eat gluten-free. I'll eat anything that's delicious. If somebody's like, there's no gluten in this, I'm like, all right, that's great. It's so good. Who cares?
Who cares? I don't care. I'm the same way. All right. So the big news that came out yesterday and everybody was talking about is Spotify. I didn't realize Apple did the same thing.
Yeah,
and also YouTube. And basically it's a year end, right? For those that don't know.
2025 recap. So everybody's been talking. All of them do it a little different. Mm-hmm. So this year, Spotify has done something fun where it breaks down. They try to guess, or they give the age that you would be based on your listening patterns. So I always think it's so interesting. It's like everyone's like, this is so wild. I'm like, this is just them sharing all the data they're stealing from us all year long. Like, they're like, here's a little peek on all the stuff we know about you. By the way, you're a 77-year-old woman.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter has Spotify. We're a mixed media.
You're a mixed
household.
Family. Yeah, because I don't have – I listen – basically all I listen to is podcasts, all right? So music I listen through YouTube is my deal. So, yeah, and Apple Podcasts as well. So what is your cap – what did it all come down to for you?
So I have Apple, and it was interesting. Like, of course, it was like Charlie XCX – Taylor Swift. Bastille was my number one. I mean, love those guys. Yeah, they had a new album out this year that I had like on repeat. So Bastille was my number one.
Okay.
And then I started off the year listening to a lot of Troye Sivan.
Really?
Okay. Yes. He had some great dance music, some good breakup music. I enjoyed listening to it. Nobody knows who that is, but like I'm friends with. They're like, who's Troye Sivan? I was like, obviously, you're not dialed in to the 20-something gays because everybody knows who Troye Sivan is. So I had like 360 artists that I listened to.
In a year? Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Okay.
Nearly 20,000 minutes of music. And then they don't break down how old they think you are. So on Spotify, which my daughter has, based on her listening patterns, they think she's 22.
And she's like, only...
She's 14. I was like, yeah, let's not try to use that to get into a bar anytime soon. You're like, according to Spotify, I'm 22. Yeah. So go ahead and serve me that amaretto sour.
So she's an old soul. She's listening to older type music.
22. I don't know what she's listening to.
I don't know what 14-year-olds listen to anyway. Music
I don't know what she's listening to. She doesn't listen to Taylor Swift. She doesn't listen to like Ariana Grande. She's not really listening to Charlie XCX. I don't know what she listens to, like all sorts of really alternative stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. That's good. You got a mixed bag. What is Declan? What type of music does he listen to, or does he listen to much?
He listens to some, but again, like, he has really weird tastes, like the bands that he talks about. I'm like, I don't even, he's like, they broke up 4 years ago. You can only find their stuff like on cassette tapes. I'm like,
oh really?
Yeah. Like, it's like, he wanted to go to Michigan this summer because one of the guys from the band that he likes was doing like a solo act. I'm like, we're not driving to Ann Arbor, Michigan on a Thursday so you can hear this one guy from the band.
That reminds me of my childhood when Kiss was in town.
And your parents were like, no.
Oh, they were hell no. And I was so upset. I was probably around, how old would I have been? Probably around Declan's age.
Okay.
And so I wanted to go so bad, but they would not let me go. And everyone else was going to go see Kiss. And I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak out and go to the Kiss concert. Oh, now, mind you, I have no money.
No.
I have no job.
Yeah.
No car.
You're just going to talk your way in.
I was going to do all of it. But then of course, I came to my senses and realized that I don't have any way there or any way in. So like, there you go.
Maybe not the best idea. YouTube, though, you did get a breakdown for YouTube, didn't you?
I did.
I thought it was interesting. They've never done this, from what I understand. So this was kind of new this year, which, again, is like really creepy. Because there's what you watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then there's like what you listen to, which are completely different worlds. So I was a little, I didn't know what the YouTube was going to come back with.
Exactly. I know. That's where I listen to all the music. And I'd like to watch videos. as well. Yeah. And I'll watch it. And that's the beauty about those videos, because I'll sit there and watch one song for like six times so I can catch every bit of the video. It's really...
That's a mental disorder, just to let you know.
What do you mean?
There's something about that where you like listen to the same song over and over again. I mean, I've got it too. I don't know what it is specifically.
What is that?
Is,
what do you mean?
But it's like a thing. It's like...
It's a bad
thing? It's almost like... Well, no, it's like a part of your brain that you've got to itch. Like where you're like, I gotta listen to that again. I mean, I do it all the time. Like that's
Thing.
Like I was so worried. What? I was so worried about what my Apple was going to come back. And honestly, there's this song that I'm stuck on right now. And it's like, it's your number one song. I'm like, I've listened to it 40 times. I downloaded it for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Really? Okay. Yes. I didn't know that. That's interesting. So I have some weird disorder that I have to
listen. I'll have to look it up. Yeah, because I saw it and I was like, really? I'm like, oh.
That's
crazy.
I might have
had that like my whole life. Because I remember.
Me too.
When you had like cassettes, you could wear out like from rewinding and playing and rewinding and playing and rewinding and playing. Like it would wear out that length of tape. So if you ever did play like the full side, you would notice the song you liked was a little bit
wore out. Yes. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of people. So now I'm thinking that the people who don't listen to the songs over and over, they're the ones that have the disorder. Because I mean, you know what I mean? It's like you have a disorder. You can only you're happy with one time, one song.
I can't understand.
Moving on. I can't either. Never heard of that before.
Let's see. Surrey, what does it mean when you listen to the same song over and over again? Hold on a second. Hey, Surrey.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean when you listen to the same song over and over again? She's going to say listening. She's probably listening for the song. That's the thing. It opened up Shazam. Stinking.
You should try the old Google thing. It works.
I know, but I was trying to be
a little
savvy.
Quicker. Yeah, it doesn't carry over very well.
I know.
Now you came across as a 77-year-old woman.
I don't understand how technology works. Usually you can just yell at Surrey and she'll spit out like six things. The other day I asked her, what does it mean when you have a vitamin B deficiency? I'm like, go see a doctor.
Really? So you really talk to Surrey like that? I thought there was a moment that you wouldn't do that, but okay.
No, every once in a while, like when I'm busy and I don't have hands, you know what I mean? Like you're doing something.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, hey, Surrey, what mental disorder is it when you listen to the same song over and over again? And this is just going to be like experience significant problems. OCD.
OCD. Okay. OCD.
Some people with OCD have a tic disorder involving repetitive movements or sounds. So apparently it can be something like that.
I don't know
if it is OCD, but I definitely think you have OCD.
Do you have OCD? But you do the same thing.
I know.
So
you
already
probably,
said that.
I have like
so you
a,
do.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, there's stuff, but you have like rituals.
Yeah. It's more, I don't know how you'd put it. I don't consider it as OCD, more so of a, it's like when you go out to a football game and everyone runs out and they tap the whatever's up there. It's that. It's just, I have a thing where some things have to happen before we go live on this podcast. It's like a superstitious thing. That's not an OCD thing. It really
well,
isn't.
Superstition is just a cover for OCD. People
no,
who
it's
do
not.
Certain stuff. Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's
back
not.
In the day when they didn't know what OCD was and they're like, you have to like hold your breath every time you, I mean, there's some stuff where it's like, that's just.
Well, give me another example of OCD then.
Having to
outside
have things
of
a particular
what I do.
Way, having to have things a particular day away. I mean, it's like there's certain repeats, like there's things that you have to do, like it's compulsions.
Okay.
And like you feel off if it goes differently. Like if it didn't go the way it was supposed to go, how it's always gone. Blick. Like it's,
really?
Yeah.
So I have OCD.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm sure I do. Now I'm looking
so
at things in the kitchen and how everything is.
Oh, yeah. You don't like it when Wylene goes messing around in there.
No, I don't.
I don't like it when Peter
goes
messing
around.
Yeah.
That's my space. Like she left this morning early. And I got up and I ran downstairs, and because normally I make her, if there's coffee. A lunch out, coffee, so she didn't drink coffee. So I'll make her a smoothie and then I'll cut up an apple for her. And I have everything set out exactly the way it is. And so that way I don't have to worry about it in the morning. So I put everything out at night. Well, anyway, she was gone. I'm like, where is she? And then I realized she went to work. And I immediately text her. I said, you went to work without your smoothie and your cut up apple.
She's like, yeah, I can function without having that every day.
No, that's what she wants. That is what she wants. And so I've been having trouble sleeping lately because of the dogs. They've become, oh my God, Molly. So for some reason, Tequila, who's 100 pounds, she decided to sleep above me now. Right. So now I have a big giant dog sleeping above where the pillows are. And then I have Remy sleeping in between us. And so when Remy lies in between us, that's the smaller doodle. She kicks. She has restless leg syndrome. And so she kicks all night long. No. And it just keeps me up. So I flipped her last night. I'm flipping you over to Wylene. Wylene can deal with it for once. And then next thing you know, she left without breakfast. He said, you needed sleep. I'm like, I did need sleep, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
She's like, yeah, me too, but okay.
I work.
It's called a job.
So anyway, I have OCD. All right. So here's what YouTube gave me. Did you see the award? They give you a YouTube award at the end.
Oh, I didn't see an award.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't get one.
Maybe you didn't. It says most likely to host the best party, complete with a killer playlist and amazing food. And that basically, that's all the stuff that I've looked at. I've looked at food. I use YouTube to do do-it-yourself stuff also. And I use it to like the studio. I use it to put this together. And so, yeah, that's what it says. Complete with a killer playlist and amazing food. Because I also look up food and I watch barbecue and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, thank you.
They're like, yes, we do. We're always listening and watching.
We got some messages sent to us from the Spotify Wrapped, all right, and from the Party Crashers. So if you got something, you can go ahead and send it to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us the screenshot or whatever you want to do. It's 402-915-0962. All right, so Angela, she streamed 2,079 minutes, which made her a 12% fan of the Big Party Show podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That is fantastic. Awesome. Thank you.
Also want to say hi to her kids because they listen too. Des Maria. I'm sorry. I'm going to call you Des. And then also,
We know your name.
Tinsley. I know. Angela said, I made up those names when I had them. I was like, what?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, how do I pronounce that? Desmara. And then Tinsley, all spelled difficult. had to guess hard. It. Okay. Not also, me. Yeah. Thank you, Angela and kiddos. Jessica, she streamed 498 minutes and that made her a top 25% fan. And Jess said that she's going to work on getting those minutes up. And Jess, I'm going to tell you, Angela has 2,079 minutes. 2,079.
You got some competition. Let's step up our game.
Let's step it up a little bit. And then Chloe sent us one, and that's she streamed, get this, Molly, 3,098 minutes, which makes her top 8% listeners worldwide.
Wow.
Dang.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. How
Keep
insane.
Listening. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're sending it left and right. I'm like, what is all this fun stuff? So yeah, thanks for listening. And keep on keeping on. I guess
I love the end of year wrapped. I think it's so interesting.
Like, yeah, because they have snapshot. a ton of lists coming up here soon that you'll go through each and every one of them.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love the end of the year. I like the retrospective. I mean, it's interesting. It's such a neat time capsule.
Yeah,
you're like,
I agree.
Okay, what happened this year? You know, it's easy to forget. Like, we're so, I mean, you know, you are so living in the moment, and we're always like, oh my God, I can't believe it's December. Oh my God, I can't believe it's Christmas. Oh my God, I can't believe it's. So it's all these moments that just spring on you, and then it's nice to have this like catalog of what you were doing or thinking or experiencing or listening to back in February. That seems like a, I mean, it is almost a year ago, but it seems like a million years ago, like February.
Yeah, it does. This year is pretty insane. I mean, our podcast launched on March 17th.
Yeah.
Is of last year. And so those months or a couple months before that. Yeah, this year has been insane.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll have a year of end of the year recap, I guess, of how many downloads and everything that we've had on the show. Thanks to you guys, of course, listening. But yeah, this year has been kind of crazy. It's weird. You're right. It's right.
So I that's forget. Why I know you make fun of me because I'm always like, here's another list. But I do love it where it's like the like what were people Google searching or what were the top 10 songs of the year or what were the top 10 trends? You know what I mean? Like, I always think it's so interesting when you see the top 10 things Google searched, you know, because you can break it down by like the US, global, you know, all this kind of stuff, because they've got all this metadata on us.
Yeah, they do.
They can break it down and be like, this is what 22 year olds were looking for. You know, this is what you were looking for. I mean, it could have trends about like what you Google, like, oh, you Google a lot of medical stuff. I mean, that would be mine because it's like
medical.
Well, yeah, because really? You're like, well, what?
Because you're sick all the time. You're all weirded out. By
I've got
you're
kids. Paranoid. No, okay, I've got kids where you're like, what is this? Or like, are they supposed to go to the doctor for this?
Okay.
Or how many times are they supposed to go to the dentist?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, stuff that I would ask my mom, but my mom is gone.
Uh-huh.
So now I have to like Google. I'm not quite as bad as like, I'm not a hypochondriac, but there are moments where you're like, I cut my finger recently. And I was like, I had to talk to Suri because I had a bloody finger and I couldn't text. And I was like, Suri, how do you know when you're supposed to go to the emergency room?
For
like,
finger
how much
cut.
Blood is too much?
Yeah. I guess I stopped doing that because I just noticed it was making me more paranoid of things. You know, if something's hurting, then, you know, it's always this laundry list of things that is wrong with me. Then I start going down the rabbit hole of, you know, just, well, I do this and do that and do this. You know what I mean? And then it just comes up with too many stuff for me. And I'm like, this can't be real. So I'm in denial when it comes to that stuff. I don't look up a lot of that stuff, I guess.
Well, part of the reason why I look stuff up is the doctor will come to you and say like, oh, you've got, you know, like for me last winter, I had a vitamin B deficiency. Okay.
And so that's, do you take vitamin B then?
I had to get shots. Like it was like normally you have X amount, like let's say you have 20 on the B12 scale. I had like two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is low.
Like they were like, it was like bargain basement. I mean, it was, and it just zaps you. I'm like,
do you
I
take
like,
it now? I take vitamin B every day.
I don't.
Yeah, I do. I mean, just it's easy. You just take these two little tabs and put it underneath your tongue for 30 seconds and then you chew it up. It actually tastes good.
Does it?
Oh yeah. It tastes great. I mean, it's like, it's almost like eating a mint. It's bizarre. It's like B1 or something like that.
Okay. B12.
Yeah, B12. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not a pill that you swallow. You just put it on your tongue, I guess. I don't know why.
Okay.
For 30 seconds and then it kind of melts. It's delicious. I'm actually supposed to take one. I take two because it's that good. It's that delicious. I figured it can't hurt.
It actually can. There's such thing as like too much.
No, there's not. It's vitamin B. Really? I'm taking too much, you think?
Google it. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's stuff like that where you're like, how much is too much of this? Or how much do I have to take? See, that's the thing. I'm a bad patient.
Yeah, you
are. I'm the person where the doctor's like, you know, you should be taking vitamin B12 every day. And I'm like, absolutely right on top of that. And then I'll go to Walgreens and I buy the drops and then never use them. Like, I seriously went into the closet yesterday and I was like, look at this brand new box of B12 from February that hasn't even been opened yet.
Why don't you take it if you're hurting for it? It says, all right, I take twice the amount that it says it's generally not harmful for most people. Yeah, because your body typically flushes out the excess. So I guess don't take it. you shouldn't take it more than you're supposed to. But it's not affecting me. It's not affecting me. So there you go. I guess when they tell you to take one hydrocodone, you don't take two.
Right.
Unless you
want to have a really good problem.
And that's what I do.
Anything.
But what do you
do? You want to feel something nice this season? We've got The Giving Machine. It is out there at Westroads Mall. It's a really unique way of giving this holiday season. It's an ATM. All you have to do is swipe your card, but it doesn't spit anything out. You're giving to different organizations, not only locally, but around the world. So you go to this machine. It's on the second.
There's actually three of them side by side. Cool. Yes, someone was out there and they sent us a message, a BPS crash or a text, whatever, but they sent pictures of it. And it's all dressed up for the holidays and it's cool. So there's three out there. And like Molly said, if you want to give, that's a good way to give. The kids love it. They absolutely love it, you know, because you get to see, you know, those little cards in there of like, what do I want? You know, like it's as if it's candy, but it's not, like you said. Yeah. But yeah.
So it's on level two of the Westroads right next to Aeropostale. And there are five local nonprofits that are participating. So if you want to help locally, you can give to Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Writing Academy, New Visions Homeless Services, and Triumvium Life Services. Those are the ones locally. But we are also having fun with the fact that it's a global giving as well. So you could do things like chickens and goats.
I want to do that. Countries. So I know. Terribly bad. I don't know.
A goat
why.
Will not spit out. That would be so. Can you imagine? I got a goat.
No, I couldn't. Hey, didn't you just get your tree? You got your
we
tree,
did.
Right? How was that experience?
Well, my daughter wouldn't go. So that's the new, we've got a teenage girl now.
You got a teenager.
Like, I don't even want to. I'm like, okay, well, have Merry Christmas.
Do they, is it decorated?
No, because you've got to let it, we get a real tree. So we go to the kids. It's a fundraiser for the kids' school. And so they transform the parking lot into a Christmas tree lot. And then like dads from the school volunteer to work the tree sales. So we drove in. It was really fun. We ran into some people that we knew. And then Declan picked out a tree. But since it's a real tree, you kind of have to let it come to room temperature. Because if you it's all folded up, right? Like it's all cold. And as it warms up, it opens up.
Do they send it through a shaker?
No.
Oh, they don't. So you're going to have needles and stuff. Okay, because that's what they do. That I've seen at Home Depot. But I guess this is a fundraiser, so I doubt they'll have that big machine. You know?
No, I mean they pull it over to like a card table, cut off the bottom 2 inches of the stump, and then and then all the dads are like, "You want a beer?"
Really?
And then they strap it to the top of your car, and away you go.
Okay. Who picked? What was the deal? Who was
Declan picked? Declan is a Christmas guy. He loves this time of year. Yeah, but he's a Christmas baby, so it's like twofer for him. Not only is it the holidays, but it's also like it's my birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's a Christmas baby. That's right.
2 days after, but yeah, like the, tis the season. And so he picked it out. And it's really funny because it's like tall and skinny. I'm like, I think you picked the tree that looks most like you. Tall and skinny. Because it's a picture of him.
How tall is Declan now? I saw that photo that you shared on our Instagram. Seems like he's taller than the last time I saw him.
Yeah. He's like 5'10".
Naturally. He's 5'10" already. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's me and your husband.
Yeah, he's 5'10". And he weighs like 3 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Nothing like being jealous of your teen son. You're like, eat something, because I can't.
He may never grow thick. I don't know.
Maybe one day when he like discovers beer and pizza, you know,
then he'll just get thick in the belly because he's got the skinny, he's got the thinner legs and the thinner arms. Those generally don't grow.
Weight training next semester.
Oh boy,
he signed up for it.
Okay, does he have a six pack? I guess I'm getting weird asking your son.
I have no idea. Okay, I can't see my son's stomach.
Okay. All right. Well, hey,
He's not walking around the house in underwear.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not ever. He's got a mom and a sister. Nobody needs to see that.
So what? Does Peter, your husband, ever walk around like that?
No.
Really? Come on. You guys are a family. No, they don't care. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, they do. Nobody wants to. Like, I don't walk around in my underwear like, hey, here you go. Like, I think the kids would just die. I think they'd shrivel up and die. And they would think that something was wrong. They'd be like, she has a parasite. It's taken over her body. She's walking around the house in underwear. Yes. That is not my mom. That is an alien from another planet who wants to know what skin feels like.
My dad used to walk around the house in a robe and in underwear all the time. My
what
mother
kind of
didn't.
Underwear?
Oh, he wore, what's my dad? He wore the tidy whiteys. Yeah, I remember, you know, rest in peace. I remember my stepmother telling me because they had the glass, screen door. It's not a screen door, but it's a glass door, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he would a lot of times stand there, with his robe, right? With his robe wide open and drinking coffee. And he did it forever until he realized that that is a see-through glass. He thought no one could see on the other side. So
you're like, sir, you do know how glass works. What?
He thought it was a reflective glass, like tinted of some sort, or he just, it just runs in the family, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I could see you doing something like that.
Oh,
only
yes.
You knowing, like, it's not like you didn't know. Like, you're like, no, I know. It's see-through.
Hey,
I'm giving the neighborhood a show.
I'm out there all the time pulling in garbage can, drives Wylene insane.
In your underwear?
And robe. I got a robe. Not just straight up underwear. There's a robe involved, you know. So I'm like, hey, you know, like father, like son. So there you have it.
Unless you're going to like some sort of theme party. There's no reason you should be outside in a robe. Well, yeah, if they have like, hey, it's a pajama theme party. Haven't you ever gone to a pajama theme party?
No.
That sounds fun.
Like Hugh Hefner type stuff.
No, it's like cute pajama. Like girls have it. You're like,
guys don't do that.
Champagne and snacks, and everybody come in their comfy pajamas. You're like, yeah, I am. You show up in cute pajamas, that like cute little flannels that match, and your cute robe. Like I would wear this robe.
Guys don't do that. Guys don't do that.
It's co-ed. You can go co-ed where it's like husband and wife matching pajamas.
Okay.
Or matching
robes.
No,
I've never been to one of those
parties. I mean, it's just another excuse to get together. You're like, let's have a pajama party.
Yeah. Not so much.
You're like,
all right. Hey, we got to motivate and we got to roll. By the way, you need to watch that that Diddy special.
I started it last night.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God, Molly.
Wow.
It changes everything in your brain about what you think about somebody even more than you would ever imagine.
He's a monster.
He is a monster. 100%.
I'm only like 15 minutes in and I had to pause because I was watching it last night. Just quick snapshot. I was watching it last night and I was thinking, I don't want to go to bed with this in my head. So I stopped it and then like went and watched something else. Cause I was like, I don't want this to be the last media that I consume and then like, good night, Peter.
Yeah.
Have horrible dreams of Diddy.
We did the same thing. Just the way he is, and was and still is, by the way. We know he's in jail. I don't know what happens when he gets out, but it changes your brain. It's just incredible that he has made
access
this long. This long, it just blows my mind. But anyway, back to fun. Don't forget the word. The keyword is what is it? Coffee. All right, coffee. That's all you got to do is put that at bigpartyshow.com. Also, Operation Dry Bottom. We're still collecting monetary donations for the women and the babies of the Lydia House. So if you can make a donation, please do so. We're going to motivate you. This is a bowl of cereal with like expired milk. All right, so we'll take you right into the weekend right here.
What if everything that went wrong was actually going right? What if that rejection was redirection? What if your struggles are shaping you for something bigger? What if the setback is just part of the setup? Maybe life isn't happening to you. It's happening for you. Think about that.
I must have been in a weird spot when I was looking for these.
Like, I need a reason to live. You're like, I don't know if I'm picking these for the people that listen or for my own self. I get it.
Well, yeah.
That's going to totally change your algorithm, by the way. They're going to be like, yes. You know what he looked at all last year? He's like, I think we need to call like the suicide hotline. I'm really worried about this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys a little bit later. Don't forget, we're going to have this. If you're watching on YouTube, you can now watch on Spotify. All right, you can get it all right there. And then you can get a cool list at the end of the year. You know, that everybody loves. So yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.